Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number tonight, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And please, when you visit us online, pick up a backstage pass and watch our streaming video of our show, listen to all of our archives, and also download our latest podcast. Episode 4 is up and ready to go. Just hit the podcast banner there at philhendryshow.com. We've got the story that was rather prominent yesterday. Actually, today is when it broke. Thank you. Today is when it broke. So, and not more than a few hours ago, that George Zimmerman, the man charged in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman's bond has been revoked. That is the bail that the judge did not set, because Mr. Zimmerman had said his family was financially strapped, that they had, an economic burden already in terms of just making, you know, paying the bills, and they could not possibly afford any of the bond money that they might set in this case. And so the judge essentially let him go either with lowered bail or none at all. And he has been given 48 hours to get his act together and get back to the gendarmes, to the authorities, whether it's the sheriff or whether it's the judge himself, and be remanded back into custody, because he wasn't honest. He had a website raising money. R.C. Collins is joining us from Bradley Military Academy tonight. R.C., I know that this is something you've been following.
Yes, sir. We looked at this today in...
Can you just speak up a little bit for me?
Yes, sir. We looked at it today in political science and in our criminal justice, and we heard the news as it did come over. One of the teacher advisors, Lieutenant Stinson, who is our political science teacher...
He's a lieutenant in the Army?
He's a lieutenant here in the command structure. Bradley had come in and said that Zimmerman's back in, and that apparently he lied, and he had money, and he said to the judge, no, he didn't. And so naturally, it kind of took the wind out of our sails.
When you say it took the wind out of your sails, what do you mean?
Well, I think we were like a lot of people in the country who really wanted to believe that George Zimmerman was, you know, trying to protect his neighborhood, and you know, they'd had a different sorts of people who'd been coming into the neighborhood and had been, you know, maybe causing a problem or making people nervous or something. And then when we heard about the shooting and everything, we were supporting him, but now we find that if what the judge is saying is true, you know.
Well, here's what they said. They said that Zimmerman had this website, and it was a website for a defense fund.
Yes, sir. That's what we heard.
Okay. And that he'd already raised about $200,000. The thing that I think...
What was the figure?
It was over $200,000, I think. But the thing that I was talking about before the show, I was talking about it to our BSPs in our pre-show. This has been in existence. Zimmerman raising money for a defense fund has been around for a couple of months, it seems. I don't understand how it is the judge suddenly, hey, wait a minute, what's with this money?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Even if it was, as you say, that it was, Zimmerman still should have been more forthcoming. I mean, you know, when you have people such as myself, Mr. Hendry, I'm a member of a military academy. I'm aspiring to, you know, eventually someday be in West Point and to be in the United States Army. You know, and then I believe in a guy because we want to support the guy, and all of a sudden he's nothing more than a liar. You really feel as if you have, you know, you've been sort of bitch slapped a little bit, like we say in the business.
All right. Okay, 877-876-PHIL. Talking to R.C. Collins here about the George Zimmerman story today. Mr. Zimmerman's bail has been revoked by the judge. The judge saying that Mr. Zimmerman was not honest in telling the court about his financial situation. He made it appear as if he did not have enough money. Reading from the Miami Herald story that is part of the coverage of this story today, it says here that Zimmerman was ordered back to jail on Friday for misleading the court at his bond hearing. Seminole County Circuit Judge Kenneth Lester revoked the bail for Zimmerman, who's facing a second-degree murder charge of the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman, who was not present at Friday's hearing, must now surrender to Seminole County.
Yeah, so they even gave him 48 hours to, and I don't understand, but, I mean, look, I think basically this is going to go bad for him. I don't know, we'll not go find a jury or anything.
You're a high school guy. I mean, I like your opinion, and I want to hear this, but you're essentially in a high school, right?
Well, it's a military academy, Mr. Henry. It's a little bit different.
But it's high school courses.
Well, the high school courses that we take, no other high school kid would ever be able to take. Okay?
Well, I don't understand. Why?
Well, because we're in a military academy, and the high school courses that we take are way more involved with also the military and the training that we do. So, I mean, you're saying that to say that I shouldn't comment.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't comment, but there may be legal issues here that Mr. Zimmerman didn't see.
Well, no, I can assure you, Mr. Henry, that this is an area, because I'm at a military academy and I'm interested in defending our country, I'm going to be a little bit better versed in how to defend the country, and that includes spotting people that are trying to chump change. You know, as Commandant Wireman said to us, he addressed an assembly yesterday, and he said that it appeared to him that Zimmerman tried to chump change it.
And who is this again?
This is the Commandant of our school.
Commandant Mr. Wireman.
Yeah, Commandant Wireman, yeah.
And he was giving you an assembly, he was addressing an assembly, right?
Well, yeah, it was Chaplain Charlie's 53rd birthday, so we was all in there for that, but then Commandant Wireman, he doesn't often feel compelled to speak about something, but I'll tell you, it was pretty inspirational because he was very moved and he was very angry.
We're going to get him on the line here in a moment to talk about that. R.C. Collins joining us on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about George Zimmerman. So your commandant feels that Zimmerman has chump-changed you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I do feel chumped by Zimmerman. I feel you treat me like a chump. And I'll tell you something right now, Mr. Henry. I mean, I'm ready to go out and die for my country. You want to chump me? You don't want to open that door. I mean, that's all I'm saying. You don't want to open that door because, and there's a lot of us here. I mean, Zimmerman, he wanted us to believe that he had been being followed by this kid who was going to maybe break into a house or do other things to people. And it turns out that Zimmerman probably now did kill him. I mean, I'm beginning to think that.
Well, okay. Now, that's what I find. Why would you think that just because of this bail situation?
Because the man has shown that he is now dishonest. And if he lied about that, what else did he lie about? Okay?
All right, well...
No, but answer that question. If he lied about that, what else did he lie about?
Well, if he lied about that, I don't know. You know,
well, think about it. If he lied about that, well, what else? I want before you, if you don't mind, I want an answer.
Well, I don't. If he lied about that, then you're saying that he lied about.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm asking you, if he lied about his finances, what do you think what's the other thing he lied about?
That he lied about?
Yeah. What part of what I'm saying don't you understand, Mr. Henry? I mean, we're a little bit upset, okay?
I understand you're upset. I don't like being given the third degree here. I mean, I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but I do want an answer. What did he lie about?
Do you understand that you're saying he lie?
I didn't say he lie. What did he lie?
Okay, maybe I'm not hearing you. What else did he lie about? I guess it would be, and you're saying...
No, forget about what I'm saying, okay, Kemosabe? I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
I've got to take a break, okay?
Take your break in a minute. I'm just asking you if you could just answer me the question. It's nothing that's that tough. What else did he lie about?
I know where to, what it is you think, that he lied to the police, okay?
That's what I think. What do you think? God.
Hey, kid.
Don't call me kid. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
You know, I know you're frustrated. Don't be pressuring me for answers. I don't know that it necessarily... If you're asking me, did he lie to the police?
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking what you think.
No, not necessarily. I don't know. He might have lied about the bail money, but I don't know that it means that he lied to the cops about...
Well, I mean, the people are saying that Trayvon Martin, on account of he got arrested for the marijuana possession, that must mean he probably wants to go in a guy's house and do stuff in the house. And we've had people, I got a guy here that I know who was, he was taking his clothes off and like going into people's houses and just sitting in their houses with no pants. Was it no pants, sorry? Yeah, no pants. This guy's going into people's houses with no pants on. And then he'd leave a note saying, I was in your house and I didn't have pants on. It sounds stupid, but that's the kind of weird behavior that's out there. But if that didn't happen, that's what I want to know about.
Well, I don't know if you're talking about Trayvon Martin.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that that was. I don't think that young man, personally, I don't think he did anything wrong. I think there was a situation where this guy Zimmerman was very aggressive. But I will tell you this. If you want me to say, oh, George Zimmerman lied about the money that he had, that means he lied about everything else. I can't necessarily go there. Just like I can't say, oh, because Trayvon Martin smokes weed, he's now a thug. It's ridiculous to say that. I was a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid once. I smoked pot. I can assure you I was not a thug. I might have shoplifted, but...
Yeah, okay, now you admitted it.
Never mind. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. With me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Commandant Wireman from Bradley Military Academy is going to join us in a moment as we talk about George Zimmerman, who has been a big letdown to you. And I've, to be honest with you, I'm not sure that the feeling is shared by that many people.
I don't know, Mr. Hendry. I'm just, you know, when you look at a case like the George Zimmerman case of when he shot that kid, you don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter, really. I mean, unless you're talking about a jury pool, it doesn't really matter what people are thinking. But in this case, it's pretty popular, and people will watch it in a way that they watch the O.J. Simpson, which was a big trial. Oh, and also Casey Anthony is also the same way.
Right, okay, so there's a lot of people watching it. But what has that got to do with what we're talking about here?
Well, I mean, what we're talking about is whether you think the guy's guilty or innocent. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, in a lot of ways, people were saying, well, they think he's, you know, they want him to be guilty the way that they wanted O.J. Simpson. Or, I mean, a lot of people want him to be innocent, I should say. And
well, I think it's split down the middle, don't you?
No, sir. I think it was mostly people that wanted him to be innocent. But now that they found out that he lied about the bond money, they probably would want him to be guilty. And
do you want him to be found guilty?
Yes, I now do. Yes, sir. Now I do.
Okay, let's talk about this, though, for a minute. You want him to be found guilty, not because the evidence shows that.
Well, yeah, the evidence does show that he lied, and so now...
Just to follow your thinking, if he lied, then he must have lied to the police?
I don't know. I don't know if he lied to the police or not.
Then why would he be found guilty?
I want him to be found guilty because...
Wait. I didn't ask you... I know you want him to be guilty, but don't you want justice to be served?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes.
Okay. What if justice is served by him being not guilty?
Well, I don't think that's possible, because now... He's a lie. I mean, he lied, so that's why I want him to be guilty.
You keep saying, though, that you want him to be guilty.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's not the same thing as saying, I think he's guilty.
No, I think he's guilty.
Don't you believe that that's a better way of putting it?
I don't think I'm following you, sir, and, you know...
Well, let me try to explain.
Well, let me just say this. I don't really follow what you're saying, and I don't really think it matters. I feel personally insulted by George Zimmerman because it's like if a friend of yours said, do you have $5 or whatever, or $10 like a friend of ours? Remember Jerry Seahorn, right? He said, well, you got $10, I'm going to go get a six or a beer. That's the last time we saw him. And that was like, I remember that was last year, right? So this is a friend of mine, okay? And so I said, I hope that guy gets hit by a car and dragged, you know, because it pissed me off. If you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Your friend ripped you off for $10.
Yes, sir, but what I'm saying is, my feeling was he's guilty now, and I, you know, in my own way, I wanted him to get hit by a car and dragged.
Well, I don't get it. Let's get Commandant Wireman here.
What don't you get? I mean,
What I don't get, what I'm trying to say, do you think he's guilty?
I want him to be guilty.
No, do you think he's guilty?
That's the same thing, though, Mr. Henry.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing. To want a guy to be guilty and to think he actually is guilty are two different things.
What?
Or you listen to me for a second, okay? And then we'll get your commandant on the line, and he'll help me out with this, I'm sure. What I'm saying, RC, is do you, if you want a guy to be guilty... It may be you want the guy to be guilty because you just don't like the guy. You want the guy to be guilty because, I don't know, it'll get him out of the way because you dig some chick and you want him to go into jail. I don't know. If you want a guy to be guilty, it could be a million different things. But that's different from saying he is guilty.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, you're doing the pooch. You know,
what do you mean doing the pooch?
Well, I mean, it just sounds to me like what you're saying is just another way of just hunching a pooch and getting your jollies. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're making any sense.
You know what, man? Let me get on here. And I don't really appreciate being talked to like that by a high school student.
I said I'm not a high school student, Mr. Henry. I'm at a Bradley Military Academy.
You may be in a military academy, but you're taking high school classes. Let's get Commandant Harvey Wireman on the line with us here from Bradley Military Academy. Commandant, sir, how are you?
Yes, well, I'm very well, thank you.
And, sir... I understand that you gave a speech today.
It was at an assembly. It was Chaplain Charlie's 53rd birthday, and the students assemble for Chaplain Charlie's birthday every year, and we'll present him with some gift. I think they presented him. What was it, Cadet, this year?
We got him some binoculars.
And then I gave it was binoculars today. I remarked, in fact, in the statements that I made, that this was a vile betrayal of everything that we hold sacred as commandants in the military, as the cadets in the military academy, and those of us, the officers who serve these young people and try to get them into a lifestyle and a way of living and being that means that they are, for the first time in their lives, having normal interaction with human beings as opposed to some of the deviant places we've found these young people. Like R.C. himself here, and I don't think that you might... by me saying, was a goth. You were.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of stupid stuff.
Today I said to the assembled students, I said, George Zimmerman has betrayed everything we stand for. And I was very emphatic. And I remember my fist came down on the lectern at one point. I know it scared the students.
Well, yes, sir, but you were emphasizing a very important point.
I was so disgusted that I took off my jacket, I took off my cap, and I threw them into the ranks of the students and just walked out.
Why?
It was at that moment I felt like quitting. Everything that I've ever done, every young person I'd ever helped, when I read the news about the betrayal here of Zimmerman... And
I got to interrupt you, Commandant.
Yes, sir.
Why'd you interrupt the Commandant?
Just hold on. I got to interrupt you. George Zimmerman is a guy who's been accused of murder. He's some defendant in a criminal case. He has some problems, don't we all? Why are you so attached to this case? Why is it so important to you and your students? Why are you throwing your cap and your jacket into the crowd? And you know what? If you could just hold on to your answer, because we're going to come back here in a moment. All right?
talking to the commandant in a way that's disrespectful.
Hold on for just a minute. I know I'm not being disrespectful. Harvey Wireman, R.C. Collins on the betrayal of George Zimmerman, as they're calling it, a guy that they felt was innocent, but now that they found out he's lied, they feel that he's guilty. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
In 1957, that's when I left the Army. Are we on the air?
Not yet, no.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, in a minute. Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We're talking about George Zimmerman and the fact that the judge has now told Mr. Zimmerman to report to the authorities by Monday. 48 hours, he's going back into jail because he, according to the judge, lied about the money that he had. We have with us Harvey Wireman, the commandant at Bradley Military Academy, along with R.C. Collins, both of whom feel and have stated betrayed by George Zimmerman.
And the other point, Phil.
Well, hold on. I want to get to a phone call, and then we'll make the points. 877-876-7445 is the number. Here is Brandon. Go ahead, Brandon. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Well, I was, you know, you listen to so many different radio stations and the newspapers, and when I first heard about George Zimmerman, you know, I thought he was just doing his job. I didn't think he was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he tries to hide.
Well, it's the same way to me, too.
Well, you know, and then he tries to hide the fact of saying that he didn't have no money at all when it was donations over $200,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is the guy?
And the other part of this is this that's weird for me is the judge is ruling on this now. This guy's website was well known to us in the news media, and I was reporting it 2 months ago.
I didn't know anything about it.
I think if we'd known about it, Mr. Henry, I think we would have, just like this guy Brandon said, I would have been way more against him. So I think the news media let us down, too, in not reporting about it. But I thought George Zimmerman was innocent, too, and I'm a member of a military academy, and my whole thing is to defend America. But now this guy's lying about how much money he's got, and he's kicking it. Yeah.
Mr. R.C., did you hear about when... back when it all first happened, you hear the story on, well, you know, he was just, you know, he's just defending himself, and, but did you also hear?
I heard that guy, that Trayvon Martin guy, come up on him and step to him, and he goes, what's up with this, and did what I would do, what you would do. You took that 9mm, you know, basically like Lil Wayne says, hey, you know what, tell it to my 9.
Yeah.
Tell it to my 9.
I heard that he, you know, busted in the head. He was all pretty roughed up, but, you know, I mean, you just hear different stories, and I was just appalled, you know. I was on George Zimmerman's side, man, until I heard about the $200,000 deal.
You know, that's kind of funny. It's really funny, and I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I had the opposite view, because listening to the tape, it sounded to me like he was sort of harassing this kid, following him, being told not to follow the kid, and the kid probably got angry about being followed. But either way... this is, I think what we're hearing here, this is a comment on George Zimmerman's character.
That's exactly what it is. It's a comment on the character of this guy, because I agree with Brandon and I agree with Cadet Collins. you know, that Zimmerman, to me, was a guy that was out taking, he was driving, and here comes some kid with, some punk. You don't know what's going on, and R.C. put it in a way that's not as elegant as I might, but as they do say in the hip-hop world, what you talking about, tell it to my 9.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't know that I would be educating young people.
Well, these are military cadets. It's a different...
Yeah, Brandon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Just tell it to my 9.
Yeah, okay. Brandon, thank you so much for your... Thank you, sir, for weighing in on this. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I think that's a little rough.
Well, we're living in a rough world, Mr. Henry, and the Zimmerman said to this kid, you know, what's up now? And
yeah, because I think he was driving his truck just seeing if there was anybody going into a house, and you know,
it had reports of someone. I heard R.C. Collins saying they'd had reports of some young man going into these houses and just sitting in the houses with his pants off. That was the report.
All right, let's say they had that report. Do you think that that's, is that, what is that?
Well, it's breaking and entering, Mr. Hendry, and it's also, you know, it's the kind of act, it's a very aberrant act, I think.
If it was my home, I will tell you I would react negatively in the extreme. I don't know why, but the very thought that if I was miles away from my home, and I knew that somebody was in my home, and all he was doing was removing his pants and sitting on different pieces of furniture. All right, so are you following me so far?
Yes, sir.
Because what I'm saying is may not make sense to you. But if a guy is in my house, I'm miles away. I got to start all over.
I know what you're saying. If you're in, was this something that was going on in the neighborhood?
Yes, sir. There was reports that there was, well, I told you that the one guy that goes to Bradley Military Academy done that.
Who was that?
Cadet Peters.
I was not aware that Cadet Peters was engaged in that.
Yes, sir, he was. Yes, sir, he was.
At this name, where this guy Zimmerman lives?
No, sir. He was in California.
Well, I want to finish my point. And...
Look, what you're telling me is that there was some level of activity going on in this man's neighborhood, this George Zimmerman's neighborhood, that had him on alert, and he was looking around and looking around. Now he sees the kid walking down the street. He targets this kid.
No, see, that's just it. I don't think he targeted the kid so much as he had in his mind the idea of someone who had been breaking into the houses with his pants off.
When he saw this kid walking down the street at a time where you might just now be clearing the area. And forgive me if I'm using military... I'm using military terminology. But if he's clearing the area at about 6 o'clock at night, you can well imagine a logical thinker would say, all right, he has completed breaking into several houses, removing his pants and doing and committing this act. Now he's clearing the area.
Exactly.
And so it would be logical for Mr. Barton, or for Zimmerman, to Zimmerman, Zimmerman,
Zimmerman,
Zimmerman to say, I got eyes on a guy who's on his way to the guard gate here, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to interdict and.
Exactly.
I would appreciate if you quit saying exactly.
Well, he's agreeing with you. All right. 877-876-7445. Let's go to Art. Art is on the line here from Culver City, California, and we're talking about the George Zimmerman case, ladies and gentlemen. George Zimmerman has been ordered back into custody because the judge feels he lied about his personal finances. He had far more money than he let the judge on to believe, that he let the judge believe. He had a defense fund. And the judge finally said, wait a second, why is this guy out walking around? You know, let's put him back. Art, go ahead.
Bill, yeah, I'm enjoying the program. I'm enjoying the comments.
Speak up a little bit, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying the comments of the two gentlemen. Mr. Zimmerman, as you said, has enough money. Why is he being put back in jail?
He lied to the judge.
No, but I understand that he lied, but if he has money, then why wouldn't he just go to the jail and post the bond?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, he lied to the judge, and there's no real answer to that question. It's nothing that the judge is going to tell you about. You have to just take it on faith that the judge, he lied.
That's pretty much what's going on here. That he lied, but we don't know the thinking of the judge.
Wait a second. What do you mean you don't know the thinking of the judge?
I'm just wondering why he can't go to the court and say, all right, accident, you know, I was holding out, here's the money, let me post the bond, and be on my merry way.
I think it has more to do with the veracity of this man that he insulted the court. The court...
What does that mean?
Yep.
No, hold on. I'll tell you what it means. The court is not going to stand for any kind of insult to the honor of the court. They will not stand for any lying to the court. If the judge extends himself to a defendant and says, all right, I understand this, that, we will allow you to retain your freedom or whatever, you know, if you post 10% or whatever you had him do, and then the judge finds out that he lied, judges are going to be pissed off by that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why a judge be pissed off, but, I mean, I'm just saying... I sort of see what the guy's saying, though.
It's not about money, though, because the judge at that point is going to say, this guy's a liar. He insulted me by lying to me. He's not treating this court the way he should treat this court. He has to have, you got to have, and you have to enforce in anybody, whether they're prosecution, defense, whether they're they're on trial or whether they are part of the prosecuting team, you have to enforce in them respect for that court, the rules of that court, the judge's own presiding is, you know, his generalship, if you will. You got to have respect. If the judge doesn't see that that's happening, and if you're lying to the court and you're taking advantage of the court, he's going to go back to jail.
What you're saying is that he's being petty.
See, that sounds petty.
No, it's not petty.
Why is it? Why wouldn't it be petty?
It's not petty. It's something that is time honored. It's been going on for years and years in courts all over the world. You don't screw with the court. You don't screw with a judge. You don't lie to a judge. Look what happens to people. You know, well, that one lady, man, in that Casey Anthony trial who blurted out something, man, she looked like she was going to wet her pants. When that judge, Belvin Perry.
Well, Belvin Perry, he's my main man. He rocks the house.
Yeah, Belvin Perry's pretty much, he's badass.
I didn't like it. I thought he was playing everybody for a chump. He looked like a black Oliver Hardy.
And all right, hold on. I'm not that interested in what you guys think of Belvin Perry. What I'm trying to tell you is the following thing. When that lady blurted that stuff out, Belvin Perry had her in front of the court, and he read her the riot act. Why? Because he wanted to enforce in her, listen, lady, you're not watching TV. You're not talking to your friends over a coffee. You're not... You are in a court of law, and I'm the judge, and if you say that again... He let her off, man.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think he only gave her, like, a one night in jail, and that's it. He said, I remember him saying, by all rights, I had to give you 10 nights in jail, but I'm going to let you off with one night, and don't you ever... No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what I would hope he would. You know something, Mr. Henry, when I gave my speech before the students yesterday... That's what I did. I said, and if George Zimmerman ever, ever expects me to trust him, and I said something that I regret, and I'm sorry, Cadet Collins, I said, that Mexican, and remember when I said that?
Yes, sir, I do.
And I said, excuse me, students, let me back up. That, you know, man of I think I called him what?
No, I mean, I think you said that he was Norwegian or...
I didn't know he's Norwegian, but I said that... Hispanican is what I call him.
What is a Hispanican?
Hispanic American. And I said I apologize for saying that Mexican.
Anyway, Phil, thank you.
Thank you, Art, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get back to some phone calls in a moment. We'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That Hispanican. Okay, so anyway... George, that's why George Zimmerman wasn't given a break by the judge. The judge, you know, this is not about, oh, wow, yeah, I got the money, judge. Let me just come in and go ahead and lay down the 10%. No, 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 no. You lied to me. You lied to the court. You're making a monkey out of me. You think you're going to chump change this court? Talk about chump change. Because you think you're going to chump this court? Your ass is going back into jail now. That's exactly the way judges think. That's how they do it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show talking about the George Zimmerman case. He's going back to jail.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And the other thing that happened was when Zimmerman, they were up here.
Hi, folks. Say it. Phil Henry. Say, you listeners in San Francisco, I believe that we are delayed in San Francisco. I'm sorry that I think they're delaying the broadcast. I don't know. I don't know. Nobody tells me anything, man. I'm the last guy to find out anything. So I think the situation in San Francisco is as follows. It's a delayed broadcast, okay? Beyond that, you got me. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk here with Harvey Wireman, Cadet Collins, and your phone calls about the George Zimmerman case. Now, we just heard from a man who brought up the fact that George Zimmerman does have money, even though he did lie to the judge, and the judge, you know, is still putting him in jail. And I said, and you guys don't share my opinion, that's because the judge doesn't want to be chumped.
You know, you talk about the judge, he doesn't want to be chumped. George Zimmerman chumped me. And,
yeah, he chumped me, too, as a cadet at the school.
Well, he chumped you, but, and I say this with the greatest of respect to all of our students, you are lower than me on the pecking order.
On the pecker order?
I didn't say that, did I? And I will ask Mr. Hendry to cut off Cadet Collins if he tries to get smart-ass with me. Again, I will ask Mr. Hendry.
I've got it. Would you please say what you want to say?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say there, boss.
Wow.
Anyway,
I'm trying to move this thing along. I'm dealing with a lot. There's not a lot of intelligence when it comes to discussions of these kinds. You guys...
Are you calling me a dumbass?
No, I'm not calling you a dumbass. But you cats need to kick it out.
Mr. Henry, you just don't get it. That's not our culture.
I apologize.
You cats. I happen to be a commandant at Bradley Military Academy, one of the oldest military institutions on the West Coast. And some of the people that have come out of our school, General Bullock, Admiral Fishington, I don't know. I made that name up because I don't have the sheet. Where is it?
Well, I'm not in your office, sir.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Delilah, where's the sheet of the illustrious alumni that we've had? I know their pictures are on the wall.
All right, sir, I don't have time to talk to you, okay? We got to move on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. George Zimmerman, because he has, at least according to the judge, lied, what is the story now? Is he guilty? Is he not guilty? Let's go to Rudy. Hey, Rudy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How are you, sir?
Phil, I'm doing good, and thank you very much for having me on your program tonight. I'm listening to these...
I heard you the other night. You were going...
I'm listening to these gentlemen. If you will allow me to say what I want to say, please. I'm listening to these two gentlemen talking about the George Zimmerman case. I think they're missing the point. And
what does he mean about Delilah?
The two gentlemen, could I finish what I'm saying, please, sir?
Please, let him finish.
They're talking about George Zimmerman. He must be guilty because he lied to... I can tell you, coming from the experience that I come from, I've known women that lie. The reason why I'm bringing up women is because of my country of origin is Argentina. And we have great experience with liars. Okay, we had a military junta in Argentina.
Those guys lied, huh?
Oh, yes. They lied to the point where our country went to war against Great Britain. We were humiliated before the world in the Falkland Island war.
I'm familiar. I studied the battle plan of the Falkland Islands. Where you made your major mistake...
Hold on. We're not talking about that right now.
Can I continue?
Go ahead, sir.
In my country, where we have had military junta, and we've had the lying, the filthy lies of the generals, the women of our country, who are the most beautiful women in the world. Understand, the Argentinian women are second to none in terms of their physical beauty. Second to none. But they lie, you see. They lie. I had the mistake of marrying a woman. Today, I'm a single man, and I'm a happy man, because I have a great many women friends. So I'm not saying that I am promiscuous, but I will not put up with a lying cow, you know.
What do you mean about a lying cow? American women get married.
Talking to this child, that's the one proviso. I will not talk to the kid. And did you tell the screener that? I did. I told the screener I'm not talking to some punk kid.
Well, I'm here to talk about a lady being a lie.
Kid, why don't you... Kid, here's a nickel. Don't call somebody who cares.
And, RC, just be quiet for a minute.
Thank you. Now, the woman... She lies. She lies like a dog. She lies like a rug. Nothing lies more than the cow. And the cow will lie. The cow, of course, lies for many reasons. The cow will lie because the cow needs to lie. The cow will lie because the cow is but lying. What does the cow do? The cow will lie. And when she does, and you are meant to look like this term that the general used, I'm not a general, sir. I'm a commandant. the term that the commandant used, he said, chump change. That's perfect, because the women of Argentina chump me, you know.
Yeah.
So they did chump you. Yes, they chump me. Yes, they chump me. This thing of the man going into an appointment with his pants off, that happened to me. It's a woman that, and I will use the term, I don't like to use the term, is a woman I dumped. And
you mean you dumped her as your girlfriend?
Yes, that is correct. I dumped her. She had her brother come into my home and sit in every piece of furniture with no pants. So she lied.
How did she lie?
Because I called her up. I said, did you have... and I asked her very nicely, did you have Emilio come into my home? Did Emilio come into my home and sit in every piece of furniture with no pants? And she said, no. I said, you're lying, cow. I said, right away the cow lied.
How did you know she was lying?
Because I could smell the kid.
Well, this guy's got a specific smell.
Thank you. Now, these cows did lie.
All right, thank you very much, although you never once mentioned George Zimmerman.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Well, that's great, because we have to break. That's the end of the hour. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Wow. By the way, Michael McKean is out of the hospital of Spinal Tap fame. Michael was hit by a car in New York, but he's doing fine. He's out of the hospital. We're glad to hear that. And we'll have more on that in our News and Information Hour. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
Live.